he knows his girl. Yeah, we know that theme song by now. It's the worst here on the download. WGN, I'm Justin Kaufman. I'm very excited about this. You know, we decided in 2016 that we would be doing hashtag the worst every Monday in 2016. That was the idea. If you're a regular listener, you know the segment. This is where we collectively bemoan and complain about the worst things in our society. You know what's the worst? And this is the one I've been getting on, is 1,000-piece puzzles. Just the worst.
That is the worst.
It's the worst. I made a huge mistake this weekend. Where I thought that I was being a great dad, and I was like, oh, man, we're going to get a puzzle. And I got a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Yeah.
And I opened it up, and I was like, oh, you're such an idiot, man.
Yeah, because some of them were just blue.
Yeah.
Who counts the puzzle pieces?
It's just blue.
It really is. Who does? It's a it's 1,000.
You got to count to 1,000.
It's like a basket of chocolate.
Yeah.
That was spread. So it's all brown.
It's all brown.
Just like, and they're trying to trick you with the little pieces because they're like, right, this is for advance. So they're like, it's like this, but it's a, and I'm such an idiot.
Well, what's going to end up happening is you're going to have all the edges done and you have this huge rectangle with just a crap pile of pieces in the middle. That's all you're going to have.
That's exactly what it is.
You'll eat around it. You'll like do all kinds. You'll just live around this pile.
I'm going to live around this pile for like 3 months. I'm such an idiot. And the worst part is the boy, he's into it.
Right.
He's like, yeah, hey, Dad, let's work on the puzzle. I'm like, I don't want to work on a puzzle for an hour and put two pieces together. That's essentially it. Anyway, I digress. That's what the worst is for me, 1,000-piece puzzles. 312-981-7200, or you can text with yours. You can call. I have a couple guests in studio tonight. I'm very excited to announce Seth Thomas from the Defiant Thomas Brothers. Great sketch comedy group here in Chicago. We're on the show. You and Paul were on the show before.
Yes.
They're playing at the new Blackout Cabaret, which is Friday nights at 7:30 in the Second City Complex. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. That's
Thank
great.
You.
So that's coming up starting, what, the 5th?
Yes. Yeah. They built new spaces, and we're in the new space, and so we're taking some time out.
Well, you guys got like the unlucky where you were about to launch, and then there was a Second City fire, and it like kind of moved you around for a couple weeks.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So now at least they owe you.
No. No, they owe us nothing. You know how it is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get hit. You know, after I leave the show, a bus going to run me over. You know what I mean? Someone will be in my time slot,
right,
you know?
Right, right.
So, no, it's, you know, I'm excited. You know, it's going to be fun to just, you know, be running. You know? That's the best part, just to be running.
Well, it's a great show, and I'm glad that you're here tonight to be one of the guest panelists.
Right,
the other panelist, Steve Shields, Lakewood Manor Players, sketch group, great sketch group in Chicago, and also he's the man behind Therapy, an open mic for the service industry. It's Wednesday night, February 3rd at the High Noon Saloon in Wicker Park. Steve, good to see you.
Good to see you, Justin. Thanks, man.
So thanks for being here. What is Therapy? I think I can kind of get it.
A few years ago, you remember, we did the industry storytelling show called Bitch and Purge, which was a booked show where I'd have to reach out to people and get everybody to be...
And essentially, waiters and others would come in and
waiters,
tell their stories about bad service, right?
Cab drivers. Arslan showed up to one of the shows to talk about driving a cab. We're going to mix it up a little bit, do a similar show, but it's going to be open mic style. So if you're out there, waiters, bartenders, hotel doormen, kitchen crew, cab drivers, Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, rather. Anybody in the service industry, come down, sign up, grab a drink,
and
tell your
stories
story.
About being in that industry.
Just anything.
You've had the book, but are the stories essentially about bad customers?
Essentially, it comes down to that, for the most part. You don't get many stories about good customers.
Let me tell you about a story about a great customer. It doesn't work that way.
No, they're not.
Never does. All right, good.
You don't remember the nice people. You remember the 1% that are just terrible.
So this is kind of the live stage version of that stupid viral picture that always circles around, that someone didn't tip, and then the waiter says snarky back, and then we got to read about it in Slate.
A little bit like that, yeah.
Right.
It's that, all right.
Always.
Well, I appreciate you both being here. Tonight we're doing the worst, 312-981-7200. And text and call the winners tonight, the Chicago Auto Show. We got tickets to the Chicago Auto Show, which is coming up here on February 13th. We'll give that throughout the show. And then also, if you get second place, we'll give you pizza. Awesome. How about that? All right. Why don't we start? Why don't we start right away with Marianne? She's been holding on the line. She got in early. Marianne, welcome to the show. You want to play the worst? What do you got?
I do want to play the worst. I've got clipping your toenails on the Metro train.
On the Metro. Yeah. Ooh. See, that's awesome. That's
really
that's
anywhere in public.
Yeah, who does that?
Another good one.
Someone does that?
But I think the Metro is really bad because they have the double decker parts. Like, what if you're on the top, right? Yeah. It's like raining nails, right? It's just raining toenails. Yeah, that's pretty gross.
Have you
that's
actually, Marianne?
I have actually seen that.
You've seen that? Like, someone takes their shoes and their socks off, or is it like flip flop season?
Shoes and socks off.
Oh God,
I've seen it on the bus.
What do they do with the clippings?
They just leave them on the floor.
Oh, man.
I've seen it in the kitchen at a restaurant with a cook.
Oh, stop it.
I'm serious.
Stop it. Marianne, you set the bar very high for tonight's what are we playing?
The worst.
All right, stand by. All right. What were you going to say? Sorry, I cut you off.
No, no, it was I mean, you know, sometimes you do have to cut your toenails, though, you know? I mean, you know, like...
Yeah, but do it like any civilized human being and do it, like, put your foot over the toilet,
while
right?
you're watching SVU, you know? Like, while you sit on the couch watching SVU, clip your toenails then, you know?
Yeah, all right, why don't we start... Why don't we see what you guys have before we go to the text? Shields, what are you thinking?
All right, so mine are going to be, you know, restaurant-based. So
here we go.
Let's get this right off, right at the start. People who write Yelp reviews are the worst.
Just in general.
Just in general.
Yeah.
I know South Park tackled it really well, but yeah, you're a Yelp reviewer.
Like,
stop it. You're not a food critic.
Have you ever done a Yelp review?
No. They're the worst.
Thank you.
They almost destroyed a restaurant up near me in Andersonville, Cantina 1910, very nice, inventive restaurant, and, you know, you have to pay for your chips, so people went nuts on Yelp and, you know, almost shut this thing down.
Well, there you go. So that's good to know. The worst Yelp reviews.
Yeah, just stop it, you guys. Get off Yelp. Just enjoy your food and have a good time. And if you have an issue, talk to a manager. That's what they're there for. Just speak up. We're not here to bite you or something. Tell us if you have an issue. Get off the computer.
The worst would be Yelp reviews from their iPhone at the table.
Right, while they're there.
Yeah,
and you see
there.
Them open that's it. The and you're not going to get good service when we see you with that Yelp app wide open. We're just...
they hold it and just show it to you when they order their apps.
Oh, God.
Yeah. All right, let's move
we're
on.
Yelpers. Right.
We're
Yelpers!
Seth, what do you think? What do you got?
Let's see. We were talking public transportation. So since I'm a $1.55 wet with combat boots, there's nothing worse than when someone three times my size decides to sit next / on me. And for like 8 stops, I have like half of my body covered in chub.
Do you think that they seek you out because you're skinny?
Oh yeah, for sure.
They're because, like, oh, that's a bigger seat.
Well, also because I look friendly. I'm kind of warm.
Guy,
I'm a friendly guy, so you know it just kind of feels like yes, I can put half my thigh and my elbow on you. It's cool if my elbow's in your chest till Belmont.
When I was younger, I was like 16 and I'd take the L and someone would do that, I'm like, are they hitting on me?
No, they're just on
you. And I realize, I'm like, no, they're just on you. Yeah,
and actually the worst is the 5 seconds when you see them turn around and start the back down, you know, and you just know it's coming. Like, here it comes, you know what I mean? And you just, your body temperature like, rises on your left side of your body. Yeah.
Why this seat?
Yeah.
That's great. 312-981-7200. Pete, what do you got tonight?
I'm gonna stick with the public transportation theme here, but I'm gonna go a little bit more specific. In the worst is the Chicago Red Line stop over there by that McDonald's.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's terrible. It's like Mad Max.
Chicago Avenue stop.
Yeah. It's like hobos, miscreants, Daryl. I mean, I don't know. It's like a weird group of people.
And that's sort of the stop for Michigan Avenue too, right?
If you're walking west, you can like, and you listen really, really closely, you can hear the bad music starting around Chick-fil-A.
It is.
It just gets real. Just
you know, the action scene's about to happen.
Get off at Grand and walk.
Get off at Grand and walk.
Yeah, my advice.
That's great. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. I've got a million texts here, and we want to hear from you. Call in, text 312-981-7200. We're playing the worst here on the download. Stay with us.
It's going down.
It's the worst here on the download. WGN Radio. Seth Thomas and Steve Shields are my guests tonight in studio.
Right on.
They got shows coming up. The Defiant Thomas Brothers, Seth Thomas's group, is going to be starting next Friday the 5th at the Blackout Cabaret, 7:30. Mm-hmm. Steve Shields is doing the show Therapy, an open mic for the service industry. It's Wednesday night, February 3rd at the High Noon Saloon in Wicker Park. A lot of service industry related the worst tonight.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot on the text. I'll read some of them here. But that's that you thought that. And I'm assuming you have other service related stuff. What else you got?
I've got a list of them. So this isn't necessarily service related, but let's talk about this. Let's talk about gentlemen using the restrooms at restaurants or in public in general. Guys, quit going on the seat. Kick the seat up. It's what God created shoes for. All right. Some of us want to sit on that thing. Not always, but, you know, we might need to. And it's our God-given right to sit on it. Quit going on it, all right?
The last time we did the worst, maybe two times the worst, but once someone said the worst is grown men who pull their pants down when they pee. You know, like like a five-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess at the urinal? Yeah, at the urinal, yeah.
Well, the worst is watching them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen
the worst is just kind of standing there watching them.
Like if you're in a crowded bar and you just kind of... If there was a time...
Yeah.
When I was a little younger where I enjoyed the environmental comedy like that.
Yeah,
that would be a
yeah.
great bit to pull in a crowded like Wrigleyville bar when you got up to the urinal when there's someone behind you like pulled your pants down to your ankles and pretended like that's how you did it.
Yeah. all things bathroom related are the worst.
Right. Exactly. All right. Let's check what we got here because I got a lot of text coming in. 312-981-7200. You can call, you can text, you can also use the hashtag the worst. On Twitter. Okay, let's see here. Let's get past these. All right. You know what's the worst? People blowing their nose in a restaurant.
It can be pretty gross.
That's 708.
Depends on the style of restaurant, though, I feel like.
It depends on the style of the blow of the nose.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, right.
You know, because, you know, if you have to blow your nose, you have to blow your nose. But, you know, if you do the little, like, hideaway, you know. But if you just kind of, like, honk right over.
Right into the napkin.
The napkin.
You throw the napkin on the bar afterwards. Don't do that either. That's the worst. My lady and I were at Furious Spoon a couple weeks ago, and they've got the communal tables. And the dude next to us just air horned it right in front of us. Just honk. Gross, dude. Go in the bathroom and kick the seat up.
Yeah.
All right. We got 312. The worst is when you go to high-five someone and you miss.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. That's really bad.
That's bad.
Or the cultural, I don't know what's coming. Like, you throw the high-five and they throw out the fist. So then you turn, but then they go high and you're like, you know what? Just screw this. Right? Like, that's the worst.
That is true. There's nothing worse than going for the fist bump and getting a high five, and then it's just like you grab and hold the fist.
Well, right, right. And then from someone else, you guys look like a really bad, like, duo, like, that doesn't have your hand shaked down, you know?
Yeah, we messed the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a manager at work one time, and he always tried to high five me, and we could just never connect. And then one day, he goes up for the high five, and I just nailed it. It was like, pow! We could hear it. And I was like, we finally did it. And he holds out his hand. He's got one of those little firework poppers in his hand.
What? Like you just had it in his hand?
He just did it to finally make the high five connect. It was bam, we did it.
All right, let's try some other ones. 312 says the worst pits, peach, plum, prune, arm.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. This is an early favorite for me. 309 says campaign ads during the NFL playoff games. That is the worst. Like, that's the last thing you want to see is, like, Hillary Clinton. I don't even know if they're doing that yet. I can't speak for seeing any of that.
Right.
But I feel like that would be the worst if, like,
I don't want to see any ads. But the worst of those, like, minute-long, like, you know, a dying dog on the far ends of West Africa commercials. And the music's always like...
Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, and it's just like, 400 dogs die every time you watch a tackler. You know, and it's just like, oh, come on.
That is the worst.
Don't guilt me.
All right, Roseanne in 630, she says, getting ready to pay for your groceries and discovering you don't have your wallet.
That's bad.
That sounds like a scam.
Yeah.
Sounds like Roseanne might be scamming us. I don't know, that might just be the thing. The worst is when you go out for your birthday and everyone wants to buy you a shot. Can't a brother just get a hug? Hangovers are an all-day affair at this point.
You know,
there's something there.
Yeah, well, there is because, you know, like at some point, depends. This guy's older, you know. He's He's reflecting on life. Right. He's realized he's been drinking since he was 17. He thinks his liver is a pit. Right. You know what I mean? At this
point.
But
I think I kind of agree with him in the way that,
you're like, I just want to go out and just get hugs.
There's
man.
Nothing worse. Like my brother and his buddies are big into like the mixed shot. So like to be like, you want to get a SoCal something, you know?
SoCal like, lime.
Yeah, SoCal lime.
Vegas bombs.
Nine Vegas bombs. And you're like, nah, I don't want a Vegas bomb, man. It's 10 o'clock.
Right.
Like,
right.
I need to be getting the water.
Yeah.
Like, right. I don't have a Vegas bomb. I don't need to do that right now. Yeah. Like, that's how I always feel when anyone says, let's get one of those bigger shots. No, I don't want a bigger
shot.
Nobody wants that. Yeah,
there's not more alcohol in it. It's just extra juice.
I know, but I just don't want it.
Diabetes is a real thing, you guys.
But you know, after 10:30, all I can think about is what time my kids wake up.
Yeah, right.
You know, and no. the condition I'm going to be in.
There's no way I'm going to be up at 7.
No. Charlie gets up at 8:30. you know, cartoons start at 7:30. No, man, dude, I
don't need a Vegas bomb.
Right.
No. All right, Seth, what do you got?
The worst is the first 48 hours after a breakup.
Oh, what? Why is that the worst?
You just keep grabbing. You know, you're still programmed, right? You know, you still got the program going. You keep grabbing your phone and looking. There's nothing there, and you put it down. You know, you compose like 85 texts that you don't send. You try to think of reasons to make some stuff up. Like, okay, wait, your grandmother is dying. I can ask about her health.
That's a
window in. Yeah,
That's good.
Yeah, it's a bad time.
That is a bad time.
It's a bad time.
Well, yeah.
First 48.
And I would say the first 48 in this day and age is probably worse.
Probably. Because of social media.
Social media and everything. And there's so much already wired in. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially if the relationship is like a longer one. Oh, my God. All right. Zimmerman, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go with that Facebook stick figure thing with all the rage this weekend.
I didn't even pay attention. What is that?
I don't know. Every other person on my feed was like, this is John. He is a stick figure. What does he do? Stop it, people.
Stop it.
It's the worst.
Stop.
Okay, I got some here. This is from 773. You know what's the worst? Your mom constantly saying, there was something I wanted to tell you, but never remembering what. That's pretty good. Yeah, there was something I wanted to tell you.
Something I wanted to tell you. Yeah.
Well, you know.
And probably like, you know, because she does it all the time, you have all of these something I wanted to tell you just accumulated, you know, and you don't know if they're the same one over years or if they're different ones.
You know, it's also like a gimmick to keep the kid on the line, right?
Right.
There's something I want to tell you. Just hold for a little bit. Don't hang up like you usually do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. 773. Dreaming that you woke up and you're getting ready for work, only to wake up and realize you haven't done any of that stuff yet. That is the worst.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Yeah, yeah.
Living the dream. All right, 630 says the worst, college kids skateboarding down the middle of Southport.
That's all bad.
That's very specific.
Yeah, I hate, get off, find a skate park.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of cocky skateboarding.
Right.
You know, where they're like, hey, we belong in this road too. You really don't.
No.
You don't.
You know, do like old school skaters did and sneak into somebody's backyard, drain their pool, and then go in there and have a blast.
Right.
You know what I mean?
A deeper shade of soul skateboard party.
Yeah,
right.
Get out of our streets.
I don't care. I like it. Skate on Southport. I don't care.
You like it?
I'm just jealous because they can't push their strollers down the road. Like,
it's too big. It's the double wide stroller. All right, 815 says, the worst, I saw a waitress scoop out rice pudding from a used plate into a clean mini bowl and serve it to another customer. I only saw this because I was at the counter next to the cleanup tray. I should have said something to her. It was so gross.
Should have yelped about it.
Yeah. I don't know what's worse, the action or, you know, not saying it. I mean, that's kind of bad. She scooped it with her hand. She could at least use a spoon.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, like, you know, dabble the little gravy out of the rice pudding.
Put some cinnamon on it.
Yeah, put a little cinnamon on it. Yeah, a little whipped cream. It's all good.
All right, there's a lot. Okay, let's take a break for the news. We'll come back. We'll continue with the worst. 312-981-7200. If you're on the line right now, like Susan, stay on the line. We'll get to you right when we come back. 312-981-7200. Text and call for the worst here on The Download. Stay with us. Playing the worst here on The Download. Justin Kaufman, my guest tonight, helping us out, laughing us along in this crazy, rainy Monday night. Seth Thomas and Steve Shields. Seth Thomas, of course, with the Defiant Thomas Brothers. You guys are starting a run at the new Blackout Cabaret at Second City. Friday, February 5th is the start, 7:30.
Yes, that's it.
That's great. And it's a great show. And
thank you.
go. I haven't seen the new stuff, but you know, you guys are legends in the Chicago sketch world. So
yeah, we just had a sold out show over at Chicago Sketch Fest. Shout out to Brian Posen. And it was awesome. It's really fun to be in a room just full of people, you know?
Yeah, right.
It's
nice,
like,
isn't it?
You know, yeah. Like, it's nice.
Steve Shields is the man behind Therapy, open mic for the service industry, which is playing at the
High Noon Saloon.
High Noon Saloon in Wicker Park.
Wicker Park, Wednesday night at 10 p.m., 1560 North Milwaukee Avenue.
So there you go. That's coming up next Wednesday, the 3rd. We're playing the worst here. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Susan. Susan, you've been standing by quietly. I guess, I don't know. I didn't have it on, but that's not the right way to say it. That's television. Susan, you want to play the worst? What do you got?
Holding on the line. No, I'm just kidding.
Right?
No, the worst, bringing somebody you're dating home to your family to meet for the first time.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the worst.
What's the worst about that?
Everything.
For you or for them?
I think it's just it's overall spread out, all the anguish.
Yeah, yeah.
Universal.
Yeah, I love it. As a guy who would be in that situation, oh, my God, I just love it. I love to go in and be like, let's meet some parents.
Well,
I'm good at it.
The first time my wife, then girlfriend, took me home, it was to a wedding.
Ooh.
So it was everyone you could possibly meet at one time.
At one time. That's the worst place. Yeah.
It was just like, here you go.
Now, Susan, do you have experience in that regard? Like, was it a very awkward time with your significant other?
No, actually, I have a grandmother that used to meet with you after she met somebody that was dating, and her philosophy was like, you're not for him, and he's not for you, and that would be the kibosh on it.
So nothing against your grandmother. She sounds sweet.
But she was.
Maybe it is a little bit of, you know, it's the worst when your grandma decides whether or not you
date
somebody.
Yeah, it's predetermined, right? Yeah.
No. It was just, you know, it was just an extra okay or no okay.
Right, right.
Grandma has the final say.
Grandma gets the final say. There you go. Thanks, Susan. I'm going to keep you on the line. All right. So there's, okay. So let's keep going because I got a million texts here. Okay, this is 773 from a server who says, the worst is ordering a meal and send me the back 4 times. What does that mean? I think we got a text.
Oh, sending food back?
Yeah.
Sending it back.
The worst is, okay, so this is from the actual customer saying the worst is ordering a meal and having to send it back 4 times.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Why would you stay past the second time? I think it's time to go at that point.
So at that point, you really got to make a call.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna project this on this particular person, but the worst is, I have friends like that. The worst is that they think being civilized means complaining. You know, it's like they're already upset with the meal before it gets there because that's part of going out.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Proving that I'm civilized, that I don't like this.
I expect more from you.
Right, right.
I expect more. Do you get that, Steve?
A little bit. Not really. People don't send stuff back at the places I work.
Oh, in the real.
Ooh, oh,
what a humble brag.
The humble brag. You know, it's the worst brag. Humble brag waiters.
Right. Right. The worst humble brag is waiters.
All right. 262 says uneducated millennials that hashtagged who is David Bowie.
Oh,
sure.
I guess, you know. I mean, you know.
Let's get
my kid was like, hey, Pop, you ever heard of this N'SYNC before?
You're like,
I think I have. Yeah, that's where we're going.
Kids, Bob?
Yeah, that's where we're going.
847, a traffic one here. The worst is getting off the Kennedy and Irving Park Road because nobody knows how to merge and no one lets you in. That's how I see how they're texting.
Yeah. No one, right, right.
773 says the worst is when you're watching TV and a Donald Trump ad pops up. Okay. 815, let's see here. 773 says the worst is when your dog wakes you up at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
815 says when you eat at a pizzeria and the appetizer salad tastes better than the actual pizza. All right. Okay.
That hurts.
773 says the worst is when the bus passes you at a bus stop and they act like they didn't even see you. That's when
the worst is when they see you and they watch you the whole time they drive.
Yeah, they look you right in the eye.
They stare you down in the eye like you weren't here when I pulled up.
That's what I love about a CTA driver. They're like, you thought you could beat me.
You thought.
You think this bus is for you? It's not for you. That's my favorite. Yeah, I give a lot of respect to drivers when they stare you down.
Yeah, they just stare you down on the slow creep away from the
and
thing.
And then I get a little, then I get competitive and you'll run to the next stop to prove yourself.
Right. Yeah, right.
And then you're just, now you're just in a bad, this is a bad cycle. 773, and this one I would choose for the win. 773, divvy bike riders that ride on the sidewalk in the loop. Oh, that is the worst. Sorry, you cannot ride your side. You cannot ride your bike, any bike, on the sidewalk in the loop.
Your rented bike.
Your rented bike.
Your rented bike. You don't even. You're not even supposed. You're not. You don't even know what's going on.
773. The worst is when those Viagra TV ads come on and it's broad daylight and your kid's sitting next to you. That is kind of. Yeah. 773 says the worst is when people laugh in their hand and then they want to shake hands with you.
Laugh in their hand.
Yeah, like,
I guess.
773 says the worst is people riding around with their feet on the dashboard or hanging out the car window.
Why? So they're having a good time. They're doing it better than you.
They're doing life
unless
better.
Unless they're clipping their toenails out the window and then just letting the things fly.
214 says the worst is when people pick the crud out of the corner of their eye and look at it for 5 minutes.
What are you looking at? What are you doing? What's the mystery of the eye crust right there? Like,
where does it come from?
And 773's got a good one. The worst is when your mom forgets your name.
Always. Always. Johnny Joseph Karen. You! Just you! Come here.
All right. There's a lot here, and I
you know what the worst is? Yeah, babies in bars.
Babies in bars. This is a good bar. 1-847 getting a fresh drink in a bar, noticing there's lipstick on the glass.
That's worse than baby in bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, lipstick.
How about when ladies, you do this, ladies, you rim the entire glass, the entire wine glass with your lipstick. It's just so weird. Like, you had to get it all around the entire thing. And then I'm polishing the glass for you, and the stem snaps in my hand, and I'm in the emergency room.
No, yeah.
That's what your lipstick does to the bus boys of America. You're sending kids to the emergency room.
262 says the worst is that you're at a bar and all you can drink wristband event, and some guy says, "Let me buy you the next round." Come on, man, get better material.
Because he just finished Improv A and he's just excited.
He's excited.
He's excited.
And 847, which this one actually could be for the win too. The worst, kidney stones.
Oh
yeah. No, you can't argue with that. That is legitimately the worst.
Legitimately, you know, I saw a picture of one next to a dime, and I was like, oh my god. Passing like nine of those.
It's like the worst.
Yeah.
Shout out to my brother who gets the kidney stones. What up, Alex?
All right, guys. We're going to take a break. We come back. We will have the nominations and the winners of tonight's The Worst. Stay with us.
What's going down,
y'all? All right, here we go. So we wrap up tonight's The Worst. Seth Thomas and Steve Shields in studio with us. You know, we got a couple minutes here. Before we got to hit the news. So what did we miss? You guys prepared some stuff. Steve, why don't you start with what's the worst?
All right, the worst is when somebody asks you for the check and you walk either the length of the bar or in some cases the length of the entire restaurant to go print out the physical check and you bring it to somebody. They don't look at the check. They Statue of Liberty you, their credit card. They just hold it out to you. And you're just like, we could have saved each other a lot of time.
Oh, that's interesting. So yeah. Just give me the card.
Give me the card. And then
you're not going to look at it anyway.
You're going to look at it eventually. And if there's an inaccuracy on there, you can bring it up and you get the card charge voided. You figure it out there. But save each other some time.
Yeah, that's
the worst.
That's so specific. The worst. God, I hate when that happens to me. It's a server trying to get
the worst is discussing politics with someone who has no idea what's going on, just knows talking points.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we have to balance the ISIS and stop the abortion of the illegal aliens created by climate change. And you're like, yeah, that's what we need to do. Let's do that.
That's sort of the Thanksgiving model.
Yeah.
Right? That's what everybody does at Thanksgiving. What do you got, Pete? You got another one?
People that have their keyboard clicks on their phone. So, like, when you're sitting next to your...
That's the worst. You're right.
Yeah. I hate that.
Why would you do that? Why would you have that?
The worst is people who play, like, Jackpot King on the train.
On the train.
So it's just like...
Six-three-o says the worst when dining with a friend who sticks her finger back by her molar to dislodge food.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah. That falls into the mouth category.
Yeah, yeah.
847, and I like this one. Going out with another couple, then they want separate checks.
Oh, no. Come on.
That's the worst. You should hate that one, Steve. You don't care?
It depends on the place you're at and depends on the computer system that you're using. Oh, but a lot of times, just save everybody the trouble. Just tell people right up front, we're on one tab, we're on the other tab. It's very simple. Just get it out right away.
I think the idea that if you're going at, there's four of you at a table,
yeah,
you can figure it out.
Right,
that
too.
You can figure it out.
That is
you can figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this amount on this card, this amount on this card.
The worst is when the bill comes and everyone starts talking about what they didn't eat. I ain't had no nachos.
Yeah, right.
No. I ain't had no wings. No, I didn't have no wings.
I had one, man.
I had a celery stick. Stop playing.
Stop playing. That's complimentary.
How about this one?
Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
You don't like that?
No.
You don't like the preface question?
As a joke, but then I come back. Oh, no. Yeah. Sure. How about a bonus question?
It's the prep.
Just ask a question, for God's sake. We know why we're here. The other one is, do you have a bathroom?
Yeah, of course you do, right?
A lady the other day asked me how many bathrooms we had.
How many bathrooms do you have?
Two. One for you and one for me.
All right. Any more? I've got 1773 sports noise on TV. I think that's a lady thing.
The squeaking?
Yeah. College basketball is the worst.
Yes, yes.
That's the worst.
Right.
It's louder than the actual, like, you can't even hear the announcers over that stuff. 773 says thumping bass from that car parked out front, double parked out front. That is true.
It's the worst. Well, the worst is when they don't foam the trunk either, so it's rattling while it's bumping. It's like boom, brrr, boom, boom, brrr. You just hear like aluminum rattling the whole time. You're like, you're messing up a perfectly good song, you know? Foam your trunk.
All right, good. That's a good. That is a wrap on the worst. This is a tough one. Okay, so we have our choices. We got actually four finalists.
Okay.
So let's go through it. 773 says, you know what's the worst? The worst is when your mom forgets your name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is true. That's terrible.
That's a good one.
847 says, you know what's the worst? Getting a fresh drink in a bar and noticing there's already lipstick on the glass. Ugh. Number three was Susan, who said bringing your date to meet your parents / grandma's final say.
Grandma gets the final word.
And the fourth is, and we just brought this one in, going out with another couple, then they want separate checks. So those are four. So we're going to give the top two. Some prizes. The number one prize tonight is a pair of tickets to the auto show February 13th through the 21st at McCormick Place, courtesy of Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, an exclusive bank for the show. This is exciting. And we also have the Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is a home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. All right. Are we ready? Let's see. All right. So number three, or we'll just do the top two, I guess.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Number two, I need a drum roll. Number two is Susan. Who brings your parent date to meet the parents and grandma's say so. Susan, you still on the line?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. You got to wait this whole time to get a free pizza, so you're going to get a free pizza.
All right, great.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And maybe this can be the food the next time you bring somebody over to meet your parents.
Or maybe not go.
Or not go, right. Now you have your own. All right, thanks, Susan. Hold on. All right, and number one, here we go. The number one who's going to go to the auto show, 847, going out with another couple that wants separate checks. That is the worst.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Can we all agree that's the worst?
Yeah, that is the worst.
That's the worst.
Yeah. It's just a bad, it's just all bad all the way around, you know?
Ah, well, this was a good news. A lot of good stuff. Steve Shields Therapy, the open mic for the service industry, High Noon Saloon over in Wicker Park, Wednesday night at 10 o'clock. That's February 3rd. Go check out Steve and the crew there. Seth Thomas, Defiant Thomas Brothers, playing at the Blackout Cabaret, the new spot at Second City,
mm-hmm.
Friday night, 7:30, February 5th on.
Yeah.
You guys, I can't thank you enough for coming down.
Oh, well, thank you for having us.
Thanks for having me.
Hilarious. Thank you.
All right.
Great to be here.